ya aquí en el Andalucía, ya en el Granada, la pega. Cuando me dijeron que no estaba en el frío de la mamá, se pasó por el cielo, se pasó en el de la casa, capitán, pasó en el cielo, pasó en el cielo, no, no, no. Questo poi è affondare quando facciamo la fine, quando mi sentai, quindi dovrei subito tornare, per andare a seguire fare qualcosa, ma non bisogna fare, però non so per il mio faccio, ragazzi, potete fare, ci sono un partito, non c'è, ma è un bel sogno. Non è affondare, non lo vedi, non si vede, 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 non Ja, da kann man andere Welten, die dann auch überschneiden. Der Punkt ist jetzt, ja, das ist jetzt der Stand, die dann da auch keine Weiche, die dann die Stand mehr sind. Ja, das ist dann auch mal normal. Da würde der Rolle nicht das Spiel. Ja, wir wollen schon noch hier. So hier, von der Lotuslist auf Shiburu. By His mercy, we have come in contact with that which is bringing us real happiness. Spiritual happiness is real happiness. In this world, we are all searching for happiness. Without that, no one can exist. And the perfect expression of happiness is love and affection. In Sanskrit language, we call it bhakti. So, Abhuri Maharaj, he is the most prominent, well-known teacher of bhakti yoga. So, today we want to learn something and share that with you. So, I would like to ask a question to all of you. Two questions, let's start it. What is the most amazing thing in this world? Who can answer that? Most amazing thing in the world. So,
most amazing thing is that every day there are so many people who are going to the temple of Yamaraj. But the remaining, they are thinking that I will never go.
Right.
This was the question asked in this tomorrow.
Right. Everybody hear that? So, who's coming? Yamindra? The most amazing thing in this world is that every day so many persons, animals, plants, little insects, they are dying every moment. But we think, I will never die, isn't it? I will remain here eternally. And we're making plans to be here forever and ever, to be happy with our friends, our family. We acquire so many objects to be happy, good car, nice dog, healthy children, a lot of money, yeah. And we say this is going to make us really happy. Yeah. Everybody is trying very hard in this world. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said that this process we can practice very easy in all the other species of life. Now that we have arrived in human form of life, labdha sudula bhamidam bhavam sam bhavante, manushyam asadam apriya anitya vira, so now we say that now that I will reach the jhava, we shreya shreya vishya kala sarva tasya. In all the different species of life, animals, birds, yeah, demigods, we can enjoy sense gratification much better than in this human body. Now that we have finally arrived in the human body, we should not waste any time. We should understand that this human form of life, although it is temporary, it is most valuable because it can award us the highest perfection, the greatest happiness, the greatest wealth. At once, we should take advantage of this human form of life and search for that happiness which is imperishable, which is eternal. In this world, for happiness, we are making so many schemes. And we have come on the guidance of Sri Guru and Vaishnavas to offer you the best scheme. So I want to ask a question again to all of you. We are here assembled, in this room, Mandir, where we can hear about the true path of happiness. Now suppose that I invite all of you to come with me on a very nice boat, very beautiful, strong boat with all facilities are there. Swimming pool, tennis, boxing match. So many facilities are there for enjoyment. The best food is there. Liquor, alcohol, movies. All day you can enjoy it to get utmost satisfaction. You can come with me on this boat for free. No entry fee. How many of you would like to go with me on this boat? You want to come? Okay. Who else wants to come? Raise your hand. Don't be shy. Okay. Now I have to tell you there is one small thing which I want to share with you. That everything is for free, but at any moment something may happen. This boat may just rock the ice, what do you call that? Iceberg, or you may just, somebody on the boat may become really angry with you and drop you off the board. So the whole boat on the boat, they have some qualities which are not so favorable for our happiness. Some may be very greedy, envious, some may be more beautiful than you. Some may be very strong. And everybody on this boat, they will come to the point that this boat will hit rock bottom. This is going to happen. One day, like you remember, there was a very good boat, Titanic. So many rich people went on that boat and they thought, oh, wonderful, we're going to enjoy. Are we going to come back again to the land? But this boat will not come back to the land. The Titanic never reached the land safely. But then I have another question for you. There's another boat. This boat is a very good captain. The captain is the spiritual master. The bona fide seven realized spiritual master is the captain. There is very good sails on the boat. And the wind is provided by all the good instructions of the Vedic knowledge, which is so vast that even if we spend our whole life reading and studying these scriptures, we won't have enough time. And by reading and studying this, happiness, internal happiness, mindset. So coming on this boat, and this boat will come, will start here, and it will go to that point where there is no birth, death, old age, and disease. But there is no envy, greed, hatred, lust, and all these bad qualities that we experience here. Who wants to come on this boat?
Okay, very good.
Majority. So there's one also back here, and you should think very carefully. If you want to come on this boat, you have to be a little bit disciplined. No intoxication. Worldly intoxication. You can get intoxicated by chanting the Maha Mantra, which gives so much joy and happiness that you will be high forever. This Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It will make us so happy that we will forget all the misery that we have to experience in this body. We will transcend all these dirt, death, disease, all these difficulties which are caused by other living entities, by nature, by our minds, mind always giving us problems. But chanting this Mahamantra, we will become so happy. Especially if we come with both. When we chant this Mahamantra in the association of Sri Guru and Vaishnava. So no intoxication. Who's ready to give up intoxication? Good. Very good. So no meat eating. No cruelty. We will respect all living entities. We will take that food which is very wholesome, very nutritious, very much favorable for our spiritual happiness, attainment. So no meat, no fish, no eggs. Yeah, no intoxication means no alcohol, wine, drugs, marijuana, sometadani, whatever you can find, stop it. Yeah. Then, proper behavior. Yeah. If we are married, we are married to somebody, one husband, not changing all the time. No harm, you want to be married? No problem. But don't change all the time. Be fixed in your situation and always engage your ears. In hearing and desire. From the lotus lips of Sri Guru and Vaishnava. This way your journey will be very, very smooth and easy, and before you know it, you will reach the other side of the ocean of birth, death, old age, and disease. And you'll never have to take birth again. And while being on that boat, the Harikatha is so beautiful that we will become inspired to remember and to look forward to meet our eternal, most beloved. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. We will hear so much about Him that we will become overjoyed. And you will remember, oh, He has always been with me, Krishna. Of the Paramatma, He is accompanying us within our heart. He is never forgetting us, always reminding us what is good for us. And we always want to follow, but it is very hard unless we are on that boat. Yeah. In the association of sadhus, under the guidance of Sri Guru. So this is our invitation today. Come with us on this boat and cross the ocean of material suffering and be happy forever. Hare Krishna.
Not only suffering and sorrow. If in this world
no Samaritan Sarov, then why so many medical centers? Why so many prisoners in the prison? That means they are not happy. If you want to be happy, then you have to be in good association. Being in good association, you can understand what is proper happiness. To get proper happiness, you have to come in bhakti yoga. Bhagavad Gita is not told in Gita, karma yoga, jnana yoga and bhakti yoga. But bhakti yoga is dominant. By karma yoga and jnana yoga, you should not get proper happiness. So Krishna told that to come in bhakti yoga. To clear this point, I am giving some examples. There is four yugas, Satya, Jeta, Dapar and Kali. In Satya yuga, Vasishtha is always in four yugas, the ruler of Lord Ramchandra's dynasty. And Vishwamitra, who took Lord Ramchandra to Janakpuri, on the way, Lord Ram is Karadatu and Shivaru. One day Vishwamitra Rishi and Vasishtha Rishi is discussing what is the great philosophy in this world. Vishwamitra Rishi told that karma, jnana, tapasya, etc. Vasishtha Rishi told no, Sadhu Sangha is the best. Who will be the judge to give the judgment? Then they went to Ananta Lake. Ananta Lake means he has so many hooks, taking the whole world on his hood. They went to him and approached their condition. Who is true? Ananta Lake told, I am carrying the burden of the earth for assigning unlimited. Maybe all of you can take it the burden or you may, then I can take some rest and reply. Vishwamitra Rishi told, I have so much hard authority, so much karma, I have so much knowledge. I give you the output of that to 3 months to teach you one point. As soon as another day took his hood off of the city, immediately, tsunami died away. The earthquake started. Immediately after that, they took back. After that, he looked towards Vasishtha Rishi. This life has been Pranava Hansavet and this life and very humble. I know nothing, I have never given you authority, I have no knowledge about karma and death. But I give some Adhusanga when I get chance. But I can give only one moment of Adhusanga that is be not sufficient in one point. The Hansavet took his book back out from the city daily. There is no caravan in the city. After a few hours, this Sankara told Prabhu, we have taken enough rest now. Now we have to give the decision, proper judgment. Another day, smiling replied, we have given judgment yourself. This Sankara said, how come that I have given judgment? Then another day replied, when you are giving the result of your austerity and karma and gain, immediately within a second, I was standing in the city. Tsunami waves, Tsunami waves, earthquake, everything started. And other than, Vasishtha Rishi gave only one moment of his Sadhu Sangha. Still there is no chaos in this city. That means, your whole life, austerity and karma gain is inferior to Sadhu Sangha. The Sadhu Sangha is the best. It decided in Satya Yuga. Now, one question may arise. Somebody's mind. Is there any Sadhu Sangha in Prasadi also? I'll give you another example of Prasadi. You know Lord Ram, who invaded Lanka and destroyed Ravana and his fucking kingdom. When Lord Ram went to exile to fulfill his father's desire, taking Brother Lakshman and Vishnu potency Sita Devi. Sita Devi kidnapped by demon Ravana. Ravana had two more brothers, Vibhishan and Kumbhakarna. Vibhishan told, oh my dear brother, you have so many queens. One after another, not less beautiful. Why seek them others twice? It is not good for you. It is very bad for you. Better you return to her husband. Then Rabban Kumbhakarna said, 16. and seek him out for his kingdom. At that time, Sitarama was going on for battle between Lord Ram and Ravan. And Vibhishan came to Lord Ram. The minister of Lord Ram, like Sukri, Jambavan, all told, Lord means no, told him in shelter. Because he is brother of enemy, he may come here to understand who is quiet, then go back that he is defeated. Then Lord Ram looked towards Hanumanji. Hanuman told Prabhu, if you want, in the moment he can test the whole world and experience again. What do you fear from Ravana and what Vibhishan can do? Due to association of Hanumanji, Vibhishan became very great devotee of Lord Ram. Why? When Hanuman came to Lanka for Sanskrit mother Sita Devi, that he can minute form he was standing here and there. He entered the royal palace of Ravana. Ravana was drinking alcohol. A very extremely beautiful lady was sitting with me, drinking alcohol. First Hanuman thought, maybe Sita Devi. No. Second one he told him, Sita Devi never sleep with other men. Second cannot drink alcohol. Then he was moving, then he said a sound, Ram, Ram, Ram. Then he came down to the Vibhishan. Then there is some dialogue between Vibhishan and Lord Ram. This is a moment association of Hanumanji. Vibhishan got felt out of Lord Ram and became a great Ram devotee. And when Lord Ram killed Ravan and his whole dynasty and made him to Vibhishanji. Can you give me another example of Dapatyu? In Dapatyu, a good association who attained Bhagavan, you know about that day, who manifests Bhagavatam in this world? He had one son, Sukhdev. As soon as he took birth from his mother's womb, he was about 16 years in the womb of his mother. He ran away from his house, went to forest. That's the grand level that he is back to not do so. One day that they saw that so many hunters came to the forest. Then Bhagavatam asked, oh my dear friend, where are you going? They told they are going to get some parrots. And he's still in the market by that evening or he mentioned our life. And that's the told, I can give you one mantra. If you recite this mantra, then you can get so many parrots. Then that's it. Told them, Varha Pulam Natavodokum Parmano Parinikarum Vishwa Vishwa Vasatan Sukavisam Parinyam Chintamalam Ramhan Vinodhas Dhaya Pulam Gopahindari Vrindavanam Sapadaranam Sarasavita Vishti, the beauty of Krishna. When they recite, really there are so many parrots. And one teenager comes to them and told, oh my dear friend, of how he has learned this mantra. Then they told, we are from our Gurudev. When the teenager, he has completed his growth and told, can you ask the Gurudev me? He's so beautiful. What is quality? So we can tell you tomorrow, don't know about that. Then they came back, and the second part, they came to that day. Oh, Gurudev, something extraordinary happened today. We got so many carrots, and one teenager boy completed his job, sent to us, and asked, from where you got this cloth, this mantra? And can you ask the Gurudev, he's so beautiful, what is his quality? And that is very happy. He understood this is not other than his son's today. Then he told, Aho Bhatiyam, Tanataya Putam, Diham Sarat Patakti, Ledhe Bhatiyam, Pritikam Patanam, Sambhadyam Saranabhadeva. Putana Rakshita, who is Putana? He came to kill Krishna, but what he received, he got motherly destination. For Putana, he mentioned Srimad Bhagavatam, Putana, Dabrakati, Nira, Kuti, Dhiratana, Diham Sayati, Hraya, Sananda, Sapa, Sabhati. When this Maharaj Council held a meeting, who will go to kill his enemy? There are Bhagatu, Bhakatu, Tanu, Mukti, Sautra, so many. Putana told, in a sneak I can do this job. Then not to do so much effort. I dress myself by a beautiful lady, and I put very strong person as my dress. I think in the house of world, they will die. So, Putana's desire to be in his heart.
So many are there, they are giving application forms. Sutana Siyate is called for Sutana. Sutana means put na Sutana. Put means purity, na means no. Fire dead, so purity, Sutana. Or Sutana means put means son, no means na. He has no son, means no children. Always until mother has no kids, destiny will have come down. So Sutana has no children. So there is no question that death will come down from our place. Sutana. And what is his academic qualification? Sutana writing Bal Hakini. I can see baby boys easily. That was an ability that we, Rakshati. You have any other skill that is writing Sudhira Asana. I can bring fresh blood of small babies. Why you want practice in Kamsa kingdom? That Sutana is writing her form. Jighamsaya Abhavale. I want to kill Hari. What method is adopted for that? Sonam Dastaho. I am my destiny. And what you want for this? Sadari? Only love and affection of Maharaj Kamsa. And what got this? Bhagavan Krishna? Give his mother, to give her mother his destination. So due to this Sadhu Sangha, this hearing this, Sukadev Goswami came to Vasudev and recited all of Bhagavatam Vyasacharya Parikshit Maharaj. So due to assertion of Vasudev, Sukadev Goswami attends his campaign. So he has been in Saptayug, Bodhi tradition, Vishnu tradition, Tapasyug, and just the example of Sukadev Goswami Vasudevji and Chaitanyug, Hanumanji and Vibhishanji and Kalki Yuga or Jagai Maharaj and so many. So nothing to do more experience about Kali-yuga. Even in this world, in Western world first, our spiritual grandparents, this Kali-yuga was to be to come from Mursi Kodjani, Mursi Kodjani, Mursi Kodjani came. And there are so many issues in this world. Due to his association, it is became happy. And now they have been husband. And even when Gude was, before the year Gude was in Hawaii, part of the North State of America and Korea and China. When Gurudev was given this lecture, the Chinese devotees are example for Sadhu Sangha of Kali-yuga. Then Gurudev told, look, you all are. You can eat any insect, any snack, everything. You have to do the association with a devotee. In China, you have thousands of devotees. Even one good priest, he has over 50,000 followers. He took initiation from Gurudev. And now they are basically one temple, Sambram Bhagavan, that any teacher from India can be on this year. So only you can get happiness and peace and tranquility of mind on your Sambram, nothing else. Hare Krishna.
Vaishnavishnu namo
Namo Mahavagandhaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurasthite Savari Vasmi Savari Vasmi Najivadi Sriyadina Kiti Vishyane Vasri Sanyay Mahamu Charanam. First of all, my heart is obedient and devoted to that. My spiritual master is the Vyasari. Om Vishnu Bhava Sopar Krishna Bhakti Pasyan to Sajit. And finally, the Lord speaks of my Sikhsadu. Nikahida Pravish Om Vishnu Bhava Sopar Krishna Bhakti Pasyan to Sajit. My dear, the Gandhi Pastor, Om Hachari, Satyan Mahoka. We are coming from Vrindavan, India. Wanting to preach the Vedic knowledge, Vedic culture, Vedic dharma. This is not first time that I have come here. I have traveled about more than 30 times the whole world, given the message of Sanatana Dharma under the guidance of to accept Hare Krishna in the world, all of our lives, in a couple of years. In a couple of years, he has translated from an authentic book, such as sitting center here and there, in the midst of ocean, on the top of mountain, here, there, this is very ocean. So I have come to give that same message to the audience. We have come to preach Sanatana Dharma. We should know what is Sanatana Dharma. Really, general people don't understand what is Sanatana Dharma. Sanatana means eternal, means eternal. The religion, the knowledge, the bhakti yoga, is transcendental. So, Sanatana Dharma means he will be eternal. Part and parcel of Krishna and eternal subject of Krishna. This is eternal Sanatana. The Gita, the Bhagavad, everywhere that you go. For my Manto, the Viva Loke, Jeeva Rupa Sanatana. So Jeeva is Sanatana, eternal. But now, it is bonded by Maya. We are forgotten. So we are moving in the endless chain of endless birth and death in this rotation of life. So, there are two things. One, Chetan, one, Jag. One Santa, contact another Pinai, and Pinai, all. Persons are also two types. One Bhikkhu Chaitanya, Lord Krishna, Sarvatana Pinai, and an omniscient, and his controller of Maya. Our Navati comes in this, like a love Maya.
So, don't give our idea that in control of Maya, particularly Maya of God, and that forget and that. They are thinking that this body and myself, and this body. And my wife, my children, my husband, my well, everything in life. And so, he gave the whole body. He sent great situation. And thus they are not happy, because they have left Anandamaya and Krishna. They motivate the happiness in Krishna, and they have left the happiness out of it. So, Shiva Jatanasana, and also Supreme Lord Krishna, this Sanatana. Oh, Bhagavan, oh, Bhagavan. Not to go for Yogita, Janamitram, Paramanandam, Purna, Brahma, Sanatana. So, Krishna is Sanatana. Narayan, Sri Ramchandra and all are Vaibhav Prakash. Succulence of Krishna. Rupa, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Ete Janata Tava Pumsa, Krishna Tu Bhagavan. Giving a touch, Krishna Tu Bhagavan. So both are transcendental. Their reading is transcendental. How they can be? That is made by process of love and affection. And that is called substitution. Now again, so many persons, they are seeking yoga. What means? Or exercise of body. You can do so much exercise of body. It's yours. But one day you cannot be. You will be old. Any doctor, scientist, anyone can escape your shoulder. You are bound to be old. And after some time you will be too old and become disabled. What you will take with you? What you have collected in this world, can you give it a training? Then white like donkey and monkey always have so much labor. Why not accept the process how you can be health? Krishna is embodiment of health. Therefore, getting him. And that is why we are unhappy. So if anyhow, by the mercy of Krishna, by any guru, as your life, sub-guru, we know that who are you, he will reply. That you are part and parcel of God, Krishna, Supreme Lord. You are not this body, but in body, there are two things. One jiva, and super soul. Krishna is super soul, he is one, and souls are so many. In each body, every fire, the souls are different. Now they are practicing happiness, but they have left the embodiment of Ananda, Krishna. So how can that are moving, traveling, indeed. So many speeches of life, the Sanskrit has been told, Chaurasi Lakha Yogi. In fact, only speeches of life. Searching everywhere, Ananda, Ananda, Sukha, concept, yani net esasal sarhaç dağıtıyor. It's not the same talk to you. What it talks to you? This is what happens. It has been told that at the time, at one, in the Vita Aranda, on the site of Gomti Vita, that is the correct place. 88,000 of parishadas gathered there. And that theory, they were talking about Maya, that consume is coming. How to step down, get rid of that Maya? In the meantime, the disciple of Sula Sukhdev Goswami, Sukhdev Goswami, and then he can say, right? And so saying, you are disciple of Philosophy of Goswami, realize so, and Sadhguru. So I heard from him all magic literature, magic knowledge, culture and sadism. So what is the essence of that? That a man can be happy. Not man, the soul will be happy. Yayatma, what is it? Same question for us. You are searching for happiness. For me, you have married. Beautiful wife has beautiful children. Your age, very happy thing. But possibly the end of the year, you will be too old, you cannot walk without the stick, and one day you will become ill. So, you should tell us the essence of all the literature, magic literature, and what you have heard from your Guru Dev. How Atma will be happy. Did not ask that how we can be happy. That is very important. If so, in the moment it comes out, that what will be? It will be erosion. And you will have to get in grave either fire and dust. It will be. If fire, then what it will be? It's body coming to your head. And if you give it, that so many wants to be. So you will be studying through. This is very. But so is the eternal. So he asks how soul can be happy. And we should keep as this question that how our soul is. You should know that now you are young. And then we are very happy. But when you will be too old, no happiness. At the time of death and birth, so much birth pain. I said that if at least millions of scorpions are fighting, so much. But now we are forgotten. So, our Guru is and then Sukh Goswami told, they took pranam for his Guru Dev and then he said, Savai Punta, Paro Bhagno, Jako Bhakti, Yadok Sade, Ahe Sukhya Avasya, Yadavati Bhakti. Supreme Lord is Krishna. And he is out of our senses, beyond Maya. You cannot touch him. You cannot hear him. He is out of all things. So whom you will do bhakti. Bhakti do. I do. That is Rupa Goswami has told me in his show. Anna vidarsita shunya. Jnana karma abhi anaptatam. Anukulleya krishna nukilanam. Bhava इंजीनियरिंग समझ ली है, बहुत से लोग यहाँ आए हैं जो हिंदी समझ रहे हैं, हिंदी है नहीं है, फिर भी समझने वाले तो अन्ना विदा की तात्पुण्य ज्ञान कर्म आदि अनाप cultivation of all of body, mind, senses and out of senses, that is called divinity gate or home and our artistic relationship with the guidance of Guru Vaishnava. And it will not be covered with Jnana Artha. Without knowledge you cannot but am Brahma, Satatpadityam Brahma, am Brahmasmi, Prajnanam Brahma, and Brahma, and after liberation with this three same Brahma. Oh, this is again Bhakti. So it is after our Bhagavad has told that Jnane Prayasam Upasthanavam. Always, the Bhagavad, just there has told like he has made or Jnana. So, if not covered by Jnana and covered by Karma, without Karma we cannot live as needed. But that Karma, by Karma Bhakti, we come into that. Mata Karma is prohibited. Mata Karma means whatever I am doing to that I do. And Bhakti, whatever I am doing, this is the difference. So you should also try to follow this. That whatever you are doing, do to please. But how it will come? It will come. So there is your life show, that is all the Guru. Because the Sastri has been given. Sattva, Guru-Rodha-Shapat-Deshya. Jikyasu-Kheya-Kheya. Sattva-Deshya-Mishma. Parvanti-Sanatha-Kheya. If you are realizing this world is full of unhappiness, there is no happiness, there are all. So realizing this, what we have been from the beginning of my life and up to, it is truthful. If you do bhakti, get something. But if you are not, you are smart karmi, doing everything for you, then for this rotation of what kind is punya path, up to 12 years, punya path nara. You must know that if you are not following the bhakti of Krishna, then one day you will die. And he will come as donkey, monkey, dog, the horse, the fishes, and all will cut you as you must know. Meat means S-E-A-T-V. Every E-A-T to whom you are eating, they are standing in a row to take the revenge, and they will cut you and kill you. And in Hindi, mantra. Mantra of others. Jisko hum kha rahe hain, wo humko khaye.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Other side to be at 55 times of Krishna. His name from the mouth of oh, realize the good. Then surely by their sudden association, you will be liberated and you will go to Golok Vrindavan, the abode of Anandama and Krishna, and you will be happy for it. Go, Brahmanade,
Hare Krishna!
Oh, you can sing any Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hari Bol, Dhanyavad. Dhanyavad Pranam, so you there? That will conclude our webcast from Las Vegas with Srila Gurudev. Thank you for joining us. Starting on Saturday, this coming Saturday, we'll be live from Houston. Please join us then. We'll email with the times. Jai Shri Ram.